your Christmas card this morning. Thought of places far from here, where the sun shines hot on dust, where people are still just people, and the sky is still just the sky, where normality comes complete with stronger hues of fear, anger, and distrust. The papers told of a plan to blow away our local lethargy, of a cold, polite and educated hate that would have left us hot and bleeding. As the ice-wet fog rolled up from the river, sparkling, wonder-filling sun kissed snowy, solidly familiar, this white European landscape felt its first fear tremor. The radio relayed a Whitehall statement, Al-Qaeda likely to attack UK. Senior sources stress, not inevitable, but likely. Disbelief does not take the threat away. Not understanding does not stop it being this way. War is happening, whether or not we agree, while we still bask and play, luxuriate in naivety. An aeroplane lands its load of Santa's shoppers back to Earth from the never-never cities in the sky, while our police are donning guns and starting to make colleagues of hardened-hearted strangers on loan from SO 13 and MI5. We make and spend our money in this annual pagan frenzy, cultures snowballing together in festivity and weather. Curled up securely in the shelter of our families this year, before we might have seen it on TV, our innocence would have been all over. It could still be.